The 12 were personally selected by Jesus. Ordinary people, and God changed them into world changers. So, we looked at Judas. He changed the world, maybe not for the best. His life reminds us that it's possible to be near Jesus and relate to him closely, but superficially, and yet become utterly hardened to the things of this world. The importance is not just to follow, but give our hearts to Jesus. That's what we learned through Judas. Thomas the Eeyore. Doubting is not bad in situations. It's healthy as long as we keep hold of those things that are closed hands issues for us. I would encourage you to work out what those are. Ask your youth worker, what do you think is a closed hand issue for me to know? And doubting for Thomas was really important because it helped him declare that Jesus is the Messiah. So it's a helpful tool sometimes. Simon Peter, the disciple with the foot-shaped mouth, he walked on water with Jesus until he looked away from Jesus, that is. Then he sank. He took Jesus aside and rebuked him and in return was called Satan. That backfired, didn't it? Simon, who cut off someone's ear, he denied Jesus three times, but Jesus goes out of his way to restore him and forgive him. And that is amazing that he can do that for us as well. He goes out of his way. We also look to the Holy Spirit and God's empowering presence, the counselor. He's not the small little dove. He is the God's empowering presence. And our final one, I feel a bit sad, is John. Who's met John before? None of you, because he's dead. He is the disciple of love. He's also, so that's his kind of nickname, the disciple of love. He wrote more than any other New Testament book about the importance of love, pointing out the importance of Christian love for Jesus Christ, and the theme of love flows through his writing. In 1 John 4:16, 17, it says, "And so we know and rely on the love of God has for us. God is love, and whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him." So, I don't know about you, but sometimes I get a bit muddled. When I was your age, I'm not even sure I knew what love actually meant. I Googled it. I'm married. I should know what love is, right? Anyway, I learned something. So, the dictionary says that love is a strong feeling of attraction. Warmth. That's why I put in a bit of weight, so that my wife would feel a little bit more warmth. Anyway, intimacy, attachment, fondness, and a great interest, a pleasure in something. So you can have pleasure in something you love. But love is great, isn't it? Yeah. Some of you are agreeing with me. But John learned how to love. It's something that he didn't come naturally to him. Like some of the other disciples, he was a bit rash. Maybe it was just the fisherman in him, but he was a bit rash, and he's actually had to learn how to love. And I would love to encourage you to learn how to love. And I had to think about how you can learn how to love without dating someone. okay? So I think it starts with intimacy. How can you love God? I think it starts with intimacy. It's in the secret place. It's in your room. It's in your garden, it's out in the wilderness. If you look at how Jesus did it, Jesus preached a message and then he retired on his own to pray, to recharge, to have intimacy with the Father. And if we are to be like Jesus, maybe that is what we need to do. Maybe when we've had a hard day and we're feeling a little bit unloved, I feel it. Maybe intimacy, instead of intimacy with YouTube or intimacy with the TV, although Suits is pretty good, maybe it's intimacy with God that we need. So maybe it is going into our room and praying. Maybe it's praying that the Holy Spirit every morning would come and fill you ready for that day. One phrase that John used constantly was, my children love one another. When asked why he said this so much, it says that it is he, the Lord's commands, and if it is, I can't read suddenly. And if it is only alone, there, I can't speak at all. If it is this alone be done, it is enough. So if all you do is love, that is enough. If we want to be world changers like the disciples for Jesus, we need to love one another. Bless you, my child. Just want to show you a quick picture, if we can. This is how far the disciples went, because they loved and wanted to tell people about Jesus. The red ones are possibly, by the way, so someone possibly went to Wales, probably went to Wales, realised it was Wales, and then came back again. It's interesting to see the scope. See that Thomas went way off the map. He obviously lost his map. But they did it for love. It was out of a place of intimacy with Jesus first. Yeah, potentially, yeah. There's a blue line there. He probably got eaten. Because that's what Scottish people do, right? They eat people. Not anymore, I hear. I'm half Scottish, so I can say that. But it comes out of a place of intimacy with God that allows us to then share what we have. If we share and don't have intimacy with God, we're not sharing from a very good place. So I would encourage you to make sure that this private room stuff is happening before. So if you want to be world changers for Jesus, love. Love one another. Love your friends. Love your enemies. That's a whole new series. But most importantly, love God. You don't need to go and share your faith with all your friends straight away, but learn to love God. It's in those moments that it will be like someone's testimony said about the overflow, and it will come from the overflow of love from God that you will share with people. It starts there. The disciples loved Jesus and they were sent out, and like Jesus, they had learned the need for personal time with God. So as we go, because we're going home right today. Yeah, you know that. Good. Home, burst your bubbles. Go in love. Learn to love God with all your heart, like John did. We're going to do something now. It's nearly lunchtime. We're going to do a prayer tunnel. Us leaders are going to just pray over you as we go and send you out. So this is Letton, okay? And the drawing room is Peterborough or wherever you're from, okay? So as you go through, you're transitioning into your context. Is that okay? You ready? Should we stand to our feet? Okay, guys, as the leaders just set up their tunnel, I'm just going to pray for you guys, if you could be quiet. Guys, ladies and gents, ladies, I can only hear ladies' voices. The guys are listening. That's weird. Let me just pray. Thank you, God, for being with us, so clearly with us. Thank you for all we've heard throughout the seminars and in the main sessions and in our personal time. Lord, I pray that you would cement the things that you want to cement down into our hearts. Would you write them on our hearts, Lord? Lord, let us truly know intimacy with you as we go from Letton back to our homes. Would you just speak clearly to us about your love and your affection to us, and make that the main thing, your love for us. Amen.